The impact of avian influenza is being felt on Thanksgiving tables around the country this year, but not as badly as one might think. The American Farm Bureau found that the price for a traditional Thanksgiving meal this year, including turkey, bread stuffing, cranberries, pumpkin pie, and all the trimmings, increased by less than 2% to just over $50 for 10 people. Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says the dinner price is largely driven by the price of the turkey.
It is a Thanksgiving meal basket, so the main item in the basket is the turkey. That's the centerpiece of the meal. It's the centerpiece of our market basket. Turkey price this year worked out to a little over $23 for a 16-pound bird, about $1.44 per pound. Not terribly surprising that we've seen a higher turkey price in our survey. There were some production disruptions earlier this year around the country because of the high path avian influenza outbreak in the Midwest.
However, USDA economists Dave Harvey and Anne-Marie Coons say most grocery stores offer specials on turkeys at this time of year to get shoppers to buy other items for their meal.
Prices have gone as low as 59 cents a pound for a frozen whole bird.
Retailers, you know, this is the main attraction for your Thanksgiving meal, and they tend to offer deep discounts on their turkeys to bring people into the store.
Another impact from avian flu is higher egg prices, up $1 a dozen from a year ago to $2.97. Unrelated to avian flu, but still higher, are potato prices, up 8% for the baking variety and nearly 28% higher for sweet potatoes, mainly due to higher demand. Prices for most other items are lower, however, some significantly so, including green beans down 29%, cranberries down 14%, and milk as much as 40% lower. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.